Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, June 28th. We're back. Guest list today. Mm-hmm. Not by design, Danny.
Nope.
No, the guest has flaked, and guests have done this before, and I've been very forgiving and tolerant and stuff, but I decided effective today, no second chances, man. You don't show up for an interview, fuck you, okay? You're not going to ruin my fucking show here.
Well, he couldn't ruin it anyway, but that is kind of shitty.
Yeah, no, it does, because we could have had a different guest. You know, they take up a show.
Yeah, that's true.
They take up a time slot. So when a grown person cannot even keep that kind of a fucking meeting, when they come to you asking you to be on your show, I mean, I don't know, what else am I supposed to say? Is this like the biggest fucking slight ever? You know? What the fuck?
I mean, I just say that you're not coming.
Like or something.
Like 24 hours in advance, but like I can't make it.
Right, there's something.
That's not hard. It's not difficult.
Yeah, but this sounds like an irresponsible thing, not something that was bland or anything.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
It sounds like...
And who sleeps past 9 o'clock when you're a grown-ass adult?
Well, I don't know if he's sleeping or whatever his problem is, but no second chances, man. You're fucking blocked from this show.
Hashtag, you're out of here.
Yeah. Facebook jail.
Yep.
Have you ever been blocked like on Instagram or Facebook or something like that?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like every single dude I used to date.
Really?
Yeah. Blocked.
No, I don't mean to block them. I mean, were you like put in Facebook jail or something?
Oh, no, no.
Like suspended?
No.
Okay.
No, never. No.
Yeah, a lot of people do, you know. They have a big mouth, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
You know? Like if you break one of the guidelines, I guess your page gets suspended. I don't know. I don't really know how that works. Because if it gets suspended, like how do they really care about giving you your page back? Because there's billions of people in the world on
Facebook. I was thinking about that. You know, it's probably all machines anyway. But the thing is that if they catch like bad language or if people report you or something, whatever, then they do that, but it's not, I think what they do is just, they don't allow you to post.
Right.
But you can still read and have your page.
I've got my Facebook hacked before.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had to like send my license in like 40 times before they actually gave me my Facebook back.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't even care about Facebook like that, but I can't get into any of my apps without it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, give me my Facebook back. It's my connection to everything else.
I know, unbelievable, man. They got us by the balls. Facebook does. How you doing?
I'm good. I got my foster dog yesterday.
A foster dog? What kind?
It's an American Bulldog.
Really?
He's like, seriously, so precious.
Really?
He's a good dog. He just smells really bad.
So why did you decide to foster a dog?
So basically the difference between like what I was doing before, I was dog sitting before. Fostering is like they literally stay with you until they find their forever home.
Right.
But this dog already got adopted.
Okay.
Which makes me upset because I low-key would have adopted him. Like he's that good of a dog. And we've only been together for a night.
Wow. So do you get paid for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. You do. But a lot of people do fostering and they don't care about dogs from what I was told by, by the people that actually hire people. I'm like, how do you hire people that don't actually enjoy dogs,
right?
Because like I'm a dog fanatic. Yeah
because
it's pretty simple. It's like $80 a day.
Really?
Yeah, so like if you have a dog for a month, that's like almost $2,000 just for like walking, petting, playing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And who pays it?
So it's like, it's called, the one I do is Ace of Hearts LA. Okay. So it's through Petco.
Right.
So basically, Petco is paying for it.
But what do they get out of it? I mean, that's a lot of money to spend.
It's like animal activists like us.
Okay.
Yeah, like me. So
they donate for foster homes for dogs.
Basically, that's it. Like they get companies like Petco or, I mean, I donate to the ASPCA every month. I would hope that my money is going into something like this because that's what I'm fucking paying for.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they gave me like bags and bags worth of food.
Uh-huh.
They gave me toys. They gave me a bed.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So everything.
But I just texted them this morning. I go, hey, listen, because it's through Petco. Mm-hmm. And I go, you need to make my little love button an appointment to be groomed. He smells really bad.
Really?
Like, he smells like he's from the streets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ugh. He's so smelly cute, but he dogs. Smells. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, if he just got a really good bath and, like, a little bandana, like, things would be great. Things would be going in the right direction.
A bandana.
No, because every time a dog gets groomed, they get the little bandana for their neck.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, like, sometime today, or give me money so I can take him because he needs a bath.
Right.
And me giving him one is not the same as somebody who knows pet grooming.
That's
like,
true.
He needs a full-blown bath. He stinks. God. So bad. Like, I woke up from the smell this morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's disgusting. I'm telling you.
Yeah. But I can't even imagine what he's been through. Like, right. He's 3 years old and he just got adopted. That's 3 years in and out of people's homes. And some people that don't even care about dogs. Can you imagine that life?
That's terrible.
He shakes on the elevator. He's petrified.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hates other dogs. Like, last night I got a little taste of it.
Yeah, you see, you never know what they go through, huh, before mm-hmm. they get to you.
Yeah, cause, like, I was walking him last night, and there was, like, two dogs passing us. And thank God I'm not that weak of a chick, because I was, like, holding on for dear life. I thought my arm was going to break.
Yeah.
But he was, like, ready to attack the other dogs. So I was really? Like, all right, we're going inside.
Yeah.
Playtime is over. But yeah, I wanted to go to church last night because I was going to be my first night back to church in a month. But I was like, I'm not going to leave him on his first night by himself. Let me let him at least get comfortable.
Do you have where to walk him near where you live?
I just walk him like up and down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm too scared to take him to like a dog park or anything because he doesn't obviously like other dogs. So I'm going
to
stick for the
walk. Hasn't learned to socialize very much.
Yeah. Yet. I mean... Oh. Hopefully the person that adopts him, so the lady that dropped him off is the one that adopted him. It was his foster mom.
Okay.
She was like, yeah, I've got him twice already. He's the only dog I've ever fostered, and I can't imagine letting him go now. And I can see why. Like, I don't even want to give him back.
Yeah.
He's really cute.
Good.
But that's what I've been up to.
But can you imagine how much money Petco must be spending on this stuff?
I mean,
$80 a day to foster a dog,
well,
that's a lot of money.
It's $50 if the dog is dog friendly.
Right.
And it's $80 if the dog is not friendly with other dogs. So it's a lot more work, especially when you're walking them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, still $50 a day adds up as well.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Because on Rover and stuff, it's only like $20 a day.
Really?
To board.
Right.
Yeah. So it's different for sure.
Wow. Very cool.
I just don't know if it's like the smartest job for me because I get really attached.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm going to have like 20 dogs by the end of it.
That's the problem with people that love animals. They can't rescue all of them.
No, I know.
You know? And that's the thing. Where do you start? Where do you end? You know,
mm-hmm.
where I wanted to look for a dog for my mom a few months ago and I went by the shelter. And it's such a sad picture to look at.
Oh, it's horrible. You know? Especially if the crates are dirty. Like, sometimes they let the dogs poop in the crate.
Right.
I'm like, come on. At least have volunteers coming around and cleaning up the poop.
Right, right.
Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah, or the dogs are just, like, barking or they're very withdrawn.
Exactly.
You know? And what I noticed is a lot of pit bulls, man. Nobody wants the pit bulls.
Well, that's hard because everyone lives in apartments out here and no apartment wants anyone that has a pit bull.
Well, it's not only that. I just think people breed them and then nobody wants them.
Yeah, and they breed them to make money off of them. And
right.
I'm like, you're really ruining these poor dogs' lives.
Right. Nobody wants them, you know?
So I mean, let me tell you something.
They've been known to be unstable. If I had a kid, I would not put a pit bull.
I don't think I would have. My sister got bit in the arm by a pit bull. And do you see the scar above my eye?
Yeah.
I got bit in the face by a German Shepherd. So I get a little, like, I love German Shepherds, but now I'm like a little hesitant anytime I get near one now.
Huh.
Like Lockjaw, the doctor said if he was over like one centimeter, I would have been blind.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah, because I'm like an idiot. I go up to dogs I don't know, and I'm like, oh, he's so cute.
Yeah,
boy.
And you put your face right
yeah.
there.
And he was like, bitch, no, and bit me. And I was like, shit. But yesterday I went to Ralph's with the dog. I brought him into Rouse. I didn't know that you're not allowed to bring dogs
oh,
in.
Oh, come on. You don't know that. Have you ever seen a dog in his store?
I see so many dogs in Rouse. That's why I was like, oh, let's go inside. The one in West Hollywood, everyone has their dog in there.
So how come they didn't let you?
No, they did. No one said shit to me.
Oh.
But I'm saying, so I was in the meat section. This, like, I don't know if she was Russian or Army. Who are the people that were in Taken, that accent?
That what?
Have you seen the movie Taken?
No.
Sam.
I haven't seen it. I don't want to see daughters being kidnapped.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you've seen the preview, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know. What? Maybe it's Russian. Yeah.
Whoever. No, it's not Russian. But whatever the accent may be in that movie, okay?
Yeah.
This lady, she was huge, like huge, mm-hmm. like bigger than any dude in the store.
Right.
And she was like, your dog's really cute. And I was like, thanks. So she was like having like this full-blown conversation with me. And I was just like, you know, I'm not rude. So I'm like, doo-loo, like talking so much. Over and like just oh, on and on, and then she tried to tell me that she had a mastiff and that her and her husband like they went to their friend's house and they were drowning the mastiffs. And I go, why? Like, what the fuck? I've like never heard of that. She goes, because they were deaf. Because I guess mastiffs, when they get to their full size, could potentially go deaf. She's like, so I saved the last mastiff. And I go, so do you have pictures? She's like, like stuttering, and I'm like, this is getting weird. This conversation is getting weird. So she's like, I just got a new phone. I don't have pictures, but can I have your number? Maybe you can come by my house and you can come see the dog. And I didn't know what to say because I was like, all right, I feel really weird. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. So she takes my number. I was going to lie and give her a fake number, but she was standing right next to me, and I felt like she's one of those people that's going to call and wait for the call to go through. So this is a text she sent me, Sam. Okay, hold on, wait for this.
God. You actually gave her your number.
Yeah.
What was she like? Was she weird looking?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, just
okay, this is awful, but she looked like her and her husband probably run like some sex trafficking ring.
Really?
Okay, this is where I'm going with the story. So this is the text she sent me. Nice to meet you, Daniela. It's Danielle, but that's fine.
Right.
I got my phone yesterday. No, you didn't, because she was scrolling very heavy through her camera roll and had no pictures of any dogs in it. My dog is not home. He's with my husband and child from first marriage on summer break at his ex-wife's home visiting. When he comes back, you can come to the house and meet him. She's trying to kidnap me. She's 110% trying to kidnap me.
Either that or they want to have some group sex or something.
That's weird, right? Like yeah. That whole scenario. No pictures of your dog. You still can't send
meet
me pictures.
Meet my husband. What the fuck is that?
And then why would I come to your house when I don't know you?
Right.
Then she was asking me like where I live. I'm like, bro, she's literally going to kidnap me and put me on the market. Like I'm about to be taken in West Hollywood. That's literally what I was thinking. I called my dad. I was like, Dad, the weirdest thing just happened to me. I think I'm going to be taken.
He's
like, well, I can't save you. I was like, you definitely can't. My dad would be killed in 30 seconds. He has no survival skills whatsoever.
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well.
Would you be able to get your daughter back?
Would I be able to?
Yeah, if she got taken in another country.
Oh, I probably would do everything that's possible. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
isn't that so scary?
Yeah. You know what? I'm getting a call from the
Pick it up. Let's go.
I'm not. It's on my cell phone.
Oh.
I just realized it is because I'm comparing the numbers. But never mind. What am I going to do? Answer the phone now?
Right.
During the show?
Mm.
Come on.
I mean, that's so awkward.
Come on. What the fuck? Grown-up people.
No.
No, I don't buy that. So, a few things. You're talking about like accents and stuff, and that reminds me, I'm watching, notice I always say I'm watching, it's never like I watched last night,
right?
Because I watch movies in parts. Red Sparrow, have you seen that?
I literally watched the first 2 minutes, but I was like in the middle of like doing something, and I was like, this looks like a movie where I need to pay attention, so I stopped it, but my sister watched it, she said it was really good.
Now, it's so sexual, this fucking movie, unbelievable.
Oh, really?
I mean, Jennifer Lawrence is...
She's so hot to me.
Fully nude.
Oh, really?
Fully nude. You don't see the
vagina.
Pubes.
Yeah.
That's the only part you don't see. You see the ass.
Mm.
See the whole body. She's
titties.
Really, titties.
Mm.
So now she's in front of a class.
Yeah.
Of spies.
Okay.
So people are looking at her.
She's in front of them naked.
Right.
Why?
And then this guy comes to her because, well, I don't want to give away.
Oh, yeah,
the
don't
movie.
Give it away. Yeah, don't say anything.
But I'll just tell you what happened. So she's like standing right in front of a desk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now they send this guy in to fuck her or something, right? Because I guess they're training them or something to seduce. whatever. I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, I'm like,
but this is in front of a class. She's nude, and this guy's coming to fuck her in front of everybody, right?
Right.
So he starts taking off his pants. She's sitting on the desk, spreading her fucking legs, and the only thing that's covering it is the guy in front of you.
Gotcha.
They show her ass, everything. I'm telling
you. Does she sleep with him?
No, it's like she teases him, and then he doesn't get hard.
Oh.
Yeah. So she starts, but at any rate, it doesn't matter. What does matter?
Well, I'm definitely going to watch that tonight then.
You got
it. And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
I mean, I've never seen, I didn't believe that Jennifer Lawrence is going to be in that kind of a position.
I mean, she had to make up for her, spread. She had to make up for her role in Mother. That movie was horrible.
Yeah, but I mean, she's amazing and she's got a Russian accent and everything. So that's kind of silly.
I always liked her. I think I'll always like her because I feel like she just doesn't give a fuck about anyone's opinion. Because a lot of people in Hollywood don't like her. She's so like outspoken.
Right. No, I just like her. Because she's cute. I don't care she about is her cute. Politics.
Yeah, I don't care about her politics, but I do like her personality.
Yeah. No, I got to tell you, when it comes to celebrities or famous people that are not politicians, I really don't care about their politics. I mean, just because they're famous and
they don't
actors,
know shit.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that I really care what they have to say.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're good at what they do, and that's it, you know. So that is an amazing movie. Highly recommended. There's a great appearance by what's her name, Charlotte Rampling. You probably don't remember her. She's an older actress.
Well, was that her mom in the beginning of the movie?
No, it's not the mom. It's the trainer.
Okay, no, yeah. I haven't gotten that far. I literally just saw the beginning when she was picking her mom up out of the bed, and I was like, okay, I gotta pause this.
That's just the beginning. That's lame. But and you know what? I'm only halfway through, so I'm sure there's a lot of surprises in this movie.
Yeah, Gabby said it's definitely a movie where it's a twist.
Yeah.
She said it was really good, though.
Yeah, she liked it?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I have a few other movies I'm waiting. Atomic Blonde, have you seen that?
Horrible.
Thing? Really?
One of the worst movies I've seen all year. I was pissed because Charlize Theron is like one of my favorites.
Yeah. And
horrible.
The movie sucked?
Yeah, and Jason whatever his name is, James McAvoy, the main guy in that movie. He's a great. They're both great actors, but the movie just had like.
Movie's bad.
It's just horrible. Oh, it's really horrible.
Because I just saw the action scenes. I thought, wow, that looks pretty good. You know?
And they put all the action scenes in the trailer.
Really?
The rest of it is just so slow and so boring. Right.
Well, I got a bunch of DVDs last week when I was with my son at.
So funny you buy them.
No, I know. And we'll talk about that in a second. But the thing is, I did. And
I mean, you have to, though, because you don't watch it. You don't watch it like a Redbox movie. Because Redbox, you have to bring it back the next day. You take like 3 weeks to watch a movie. So you really technically have to buy your movies.
No, but I would never go to Redbox because if I had to. If I wanted to watch it without a record of it, I would just stream it, right?
Why
even go to
Redbox? Right, that's true.
Right.
That's true.
So, but the reason I buy them is because I want to have the physical thing. I want to have the box. I want to be able to go back to 20 years later and say, you see, that's what I watched back then.
Right.
It's the same with the books, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People read on Kindle, but you don't have any memory of it.
I don't have Kindle.
You know, I mean, if all the books that I've read that are on my shelves and stuff, if they were all in a Kindle, I would never remember what I read.
Right.
I couldn't share it with other people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So there's pluses to this.
I hate sharing books, so I feel like people don't give them back.
Right.
I've let so many people borrow books. I'm like, can I get my book back? It's been like 3 years, but still.
Yeah. You know? And so I don't mind getting some DVDs because it's like the 10, 12 bucks. It costs you 20 to actually buy it on the streaming service.
Mm.
You know, because to me it doesn't make sense to rent them because it'd be $4 a day until I finished renting it, watching it.
Well, it's only $1.50 on Redbox a day.
Okay. Well,
so it's not that bad, but when you do it on demand, it's like $5.99.
Right, like Amazon Prime or something, and that's for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me it would make sense. So, and, you know, it's fun to shop for them at Best Buy and stuff while you still can. You
right, because who knows when that's going
to
be out, when that's not going
to
be an
Amazon
option.
Bullshit, you know?
Amazon literally has everything. Like, if you go to really Amazon and you type in just, like, the most random object on the face of the planet, oh, it's there.
I know. I found some stuff, you know, that I couldn't believe.
Sometimes their prices are really good, and then other times I'm like, just doesn't seem like it's like a bargain. But the price is always
better. Well, either the same or better.
Yeah,
But what I did notice on some things, like I think on food, they're expensive. I mean, I looked like...
I wouldn't buy food off of a website like that. I would get freaked out, Amazon, like, who touched this shit?
No, but there's Amazon Fresh, you know, which is like the local... where they deliver to you, like the food and stuff, you know.
Mm.
But I don't know if that's that. But like, for example, they brought up like a case of Diet Cokes or something, right?
Yeah.
So, God, it was expensive. I mean, I bought a 12-pack last night for $2.50.
$2.50. I thought you said $250.
I was like, $2.50 for a 12-pack.
From where?
From Ralph's. You know, if you buy five.
I don't think that's expensive.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, for $12.50, I bought fucking, how many, like 100 cans or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then they gave me a package of 35 for $20?
Yeah.
Amazon?
It's
what
not,
the hell is that?
It's because they're factoring in like delivery and like packaging. Yeah. So it's like the price has to obviously, I think for food and stuff, people are just better off going to. Yeah,
some stuff. Like I found the cookie mix, right? I make the edibles and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I'm tired of all the stuff I can find in the store. There's only like a few kinds.
Right.
So I found on Amazon, they have like Reese's chocolate cup, peanut butter cups.
Right.
But in cookies, in a cookie mix. They put like chocolate pieces and peanut butter pieces.
Right.
It comes out fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that one's $5 to $6 a box. I mean, when
but
you buy
how many,
a cookie
how
mix,
much is in the box?
But it doesn't matter. Look, when you buy a regular cookie mix, it's like $2, $3 at the most.
No, it's not.
And this
cookie
is,
mix is so expensive.
No, I'm telling you, I'm buying them all the time.
Really?
Yeah,
I bought cookie mix last night, and I couldn't believe it was like $5.99.
Really?
Because I had like a wicked bad craving. Yeah. For cookies last night for some reason. Someone
what
was
kind
at,
did you get?
I got just plain ass regular sugar cookies.
Yeah.
And then I got vanilla ice cream to scoop on top.
Yeah,
like a fat
that's
ass.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, it was so good.
But those cost like $3, right?
$5.99.
Really?
Yeah. The ice cream was cheaper. I was like, how is the ice cream cheaper than the cookies?
Yeah.
The ice cream was only $2.
Yeah.
The ice cream wasn't that good, though.
But that Reese's was like, some places on Amazon, it was $10 a box. I'm like, what?
I've never seen that cookie mix at the store.
I know. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
I found it on Amazon. I said, let me try it. I tried it. It was amazing.
Yeah, but now you guys, so now they got you hooked because it's so good.
No, but listen, what I found is a case of 8 for $40. So it made it $5, which is reasonable. So I got
on Amazon.
Like, yeah.
On
okay.
Amazon.
Yeah. So
Prime.
Got
you got it in like 2 days.
No, it took actually longer because it was still free, but it wasn't from Amazon Fulfillment. It was from the actual.
I hate when that happens.
I know, but they let you know in advance, and I thought, well, I can't get it anywhere else. I don't need it tomorrow.
Right.
But God, those cookies are good. If he can get them,
I don't like chocolate like that.
Not like chocolate chip?
Nope. Oh, hate oh my God. Chocolate chip cookies are literally disgusting to me.
Really?
Ugh,
oh,
my God.
I love them, man. Do you like chocolate in general?
No.
That's why you don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can definitely stomach chocolate. Like, sometimes I'll have a weird craving for chocolate. Like, I don't like Reese's peanut butter cups, but I like Reese's Pieces, if that makes any sense. Yeah,
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, the little tiny. What did I say?
Reese's Pieces. Feces? Is that like feces?
Those I like. And I like sometimes like I'll have a weird craving for like a Butterfinger.
Yeah.
But I will never go to the store and get like a Hershey's chocolate bar. Like it's never happening.
No, I don't get Hershey's, but I get Lindt, which is like.
Nope, not even those.
Those balls, you know, those truffles. Oh,
I know, man. I know what you're talking about. My parents love them. Like in my dad's
Everybody loves them. You can't like not love them.
I'm a weird person. Anytime I say I don't like chocolate, everyone looks at me like I got 10 heads. I'm like, I'm sorry, I just don't. Like in every restaurant, if you look at the dessert menu, it's everything chocolate. I'm like, what about people that don't like fucking chocolate?
Yeah, well, get vanilla. It's funny because my daughter doesn't like chocolate either.
Really?
Yeah, and for years I was forgetting because my son does like it.
Right.
So I forgot. I would always offer, Dad, you know I don't like chocolate. All right, whatever.
See, my favorite ice cream is cookies and cream, but to me that's not chocolate. It's Oreo.
Yeah.
But Oreo is not really chocolate.
That's true. That's
I don't know true. What. Actually, what is Oreo if you think about it?
Cocoa, maybe something.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah.
Although chocolate is made of
cocoa. Yeah, so it's weird. It's like, I don't know. Yeah. So maybe I like bits and pieces of chocolate. But so I went to Cheesecake Factory and I ordered the cookies and cream cheesecake, thinking it'd be like the ice cream, you know how it's mainly white with just little specks of black in it, comes over and it's like all black,
all brown,
like
from the chocolate,
and just like the only white is like the whipped cream. I'm like, what is this? This is not what I thought I was ordering. I was pissed. I didn't even eat it. It was so gross to me. I see. I can't do chocolate like that. I feel like when you eat that, it's like all you taste for the rest of the day, just chocolate.
Well, sometimes I get like cravings for chocolate. Mm-hmm. After I eat or something.
I feel like guys get their period as well.
You think?
Yeah. And
no,
like,
I just think I
no, I do.
I just think after I eat a meal, I want something to taste good.
Yeah, but do you ever feel like at least once a month, there's just at least 1 week or a couple of days where you literally are like your emotions are off the wall?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to it, you know? I really don't.
I mean, I swear my brother and my dad PMS at least once a month.
Really?
Like, I know. I'll even say, are you guys PMSing?
Really? Mm-hmm. For how long? Like a couple days?
A couple days, just like women.
Yeah.
Like where everything's aggravating or you're emotional or like...
Yeah.
Like the other day I talked to my dad on the phone and it was like literally having like 20 different conversations. I go, you're PMSing, huh?
Right.
Yeah, so it's like...
Well, that's true. Maybe I have been the past couple days, but I have reasons.
Yeah, you know? I mean...
You don't want to just like PMS for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a reason, but...
Is your son trying to find another job interview?
Well, whatever. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No? Really? Tell him to come in here. I'll give him some life talk.
I know. I told him to, but we keep postponing it. He's busy.
Busy doing fucking what? What is he doing right now? At this very moment. Yeah, I know you are. I'm like, at this moment right now, what is he doing?
I don't know. I don't want to give it away, man. I don't want to discuss my kids, really. And not your fault.
Yeah.
I have before. Mm-hmm. I know. But it's getting kind of... too close to home, you know, so I figured...
Well, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't really like to share my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
I made my Facebook page personal or private.
You did?
Some time ago, yeah.
Really?
When we had, like, we had a whole thing here with the station, like a sensation thing.
What do you mean, sensation?
Well, we got so much attention here that people started, like... I thought people are going to dig out shit from my past in Facebook and start discussing it. Although it had nothing to do with me, you know, but but what happened was, I didn't tell you about this one?
No,
okay,
not
well,
at all.
We had a host who's very famous, or she used to be famous as a child actress, but still people know
her. She's still a host here?
She's a co-host, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she was at the time. Now she's on a different show, but yeah, she's a co-host.
Okay, gotcha.
Because people can choose their co-host, I don't interfere.
Right,
exactly,
yeah.
But at any rate, and we're friends and everything, and on Facebook and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we seem to have some similar ways of thinking, so that's cool. So she came on the show one time, and they started talking about politics. This was like right before or after the elections.
Okay.
And so this was like, wow, almost 2 years ago now. Seems like yesterday, but
time's flying by.
It was sometime I think after the elections. They had a conversation here and everything, and she brought and the host, not her, but the host,
right.
The main host had brought in a couple of gay guys to discuss issues.
Right.
Everything went fine. Okay, I mean they argued and all that, you know, left, right, whatever politics, and then they took pictures. They were happy. The next thing you see is one of the guys bad-mouthing her on Facebook and saying this, this, and that. Then he goes and he publishes a clip from a DM he did with her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And where she starts ranting about profanities, about gays and, you know, you fucking faggot and all this shit, you know? And... and some really offensive stuff.
Right.
So he posted this and everybody could not believe this. And people started saying, well, she's a homophobe, hate speech, blah, blah, blah. Right.
Right.
And I didn't know all this happened until suddenly I'm starting to see posts and the phone starts to ring. And I'm realizing that a lot of people didn't like what she said.
Right.
So everybody's like starting to post, fire her, fire her, fire her. Now, we don't fire this station. The hosts are our customers.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I can't fire her.
Right.
But But I thought, God, with all this attack and everything, and that was like when all this hate speech shit was going on.
Right.
I didn't know what to do, right? But I decided, you know what? I don't want all this attention and everything. So I called her and I said, I wrote to her. I said, maybe it's better that you don't do the show anymore and all this stuff because I'm getting attacked. And all this, and then I wrote something on Facebook saying we parted ways.
Right.
We severed ties.
So you did end up firing her then.
It wasn't firing her because what happened was, well, first of all, you can't fire someone who you're not paying. She's not my employee.
Right.
That's what I'm
saying.
But
you basically said she couldn't do her show anymore, though.
Right. But what happened is after I put that on, I saw that she had left a phone message saying I quit the station, right? Mm. So she kind of severed the ties before I even knew about it, right? At any rate, so everybody started taking sides and everything. I thought, I don't want to be caught in this, like, bullshit, but we did get caught in it.
Right.
So what happened? Suddenly, you've seen articles everywhere. USA.com, USAtoday.com, FoxNews.com, YahooNews.com. We were everywhere. Fucking headlines, you know, blah, blah gets fired from, well, that's Susan Olsen.
Right.
Fired from her LA radio station. And everywhere. I mean, Wendy Williams. I have a clip of Wendy Williams talking about
it.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Is she still
known, you know?
Is she still?
They're like, Cindy Brady has a foul mouth.
Right. Does she still do radio?
Yeah, she's here. She's a co-host with someone else now.
Oh, so she's on a different show now.
Yeah.
So she just let it, like, the smoke blow over?
No, we just let this fucking go and, you know, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, see, that's the thing
and
about...
besides, look, she said it when she was really angry. Who knows what he had told her, you know?
Yeah, so they were, like, in...
And this is personal. It wasn't supposed to, meant to be seen.
I know, but the whole that's the thing about when people have these private conversations, and I also, as a person, need to kind of work on that, too, because when I get mad, I just be throwing out, like, the nest. Even if I don't actually mean it. Sometimes I just be throwing out the lowest blows that I could possibly think of that'll hurt the next person. Right. I think as human beings, we all kind of get caught doing that at some
point
in time.
But then it's going to be screen captured and put
exactly now, because now with social media, it's like, and you can't escape anything you say. Like I've said some like I've called people bald headed bitches. I call people ghetto bitches. Like I've never called anybody anything as horrible as the F word.
Right.
And the F word, I don't mean fucking. I mean what people call gay people. Like,
right.
I've never really said anything homophobic. Just a couple weeks ago on Twitter, I posted, I would rather my man cheat on me with 1,000 bitches than cheat on me with one dude. I can't get over the fact that we both like dick.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, people, like the tweet got like over like, I think like 2,000 retweets of like people in an uproar that I was homophobic.
Really?
I'm like, that's not even homophobic at all. That's my preference.
Right.
I don't prefer to sleep with men that are also into other men.
Right.
That's my preference. That's not homophobic.
Right.
Homophobic is, I hate all gays. I'm friends with no gays. Half the people I know in Los Angeles are
gay.
But
that's what I'm saying. Everybody likes to call people racist and
homophobic and or blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like, you can't say anything.
You can't say anything. You know, it's that kind of a fucking thing.
That's like ridiculous.
I know.
But you can't
that's a lot of people.
Not really. Not as bad as Wednesday.
Oh, I forgot there's two shows. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's one.
Not as bad as Wednesday. I feel like Wednesday's always the busiest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because you sometimes say, you said once at least that Thursdays are quiet in the morning. Well, it just depends on the combination of what's going on.
Right.
Here, you know?
Right. Usually Thursdays are pretty quiet, though.
Right. But now there's two shows coming in at 11.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are. Well, but at any rate, you know, I mean, everybody's quick to blame everybody and call each other.
Okay.
Names.
So tell me if I'm wrong for this. Okay. This is, I was trending on Twitter yesterday. Have you ever heard of the show Teen Mom?
Yes.
Okay, there's a couple on there.
We've had Farrah Abramson.
She got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy. She actually sued, and I would have sued if I was her, too.
Really?
They fired her because she had, like, a webcam. But, I mean, everyone's known she's been a porn star forever. But they fired her because, I guess, the day of the premiere, she went live on, like, a like, really?
a webcam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she ended up suing them. I think she won.
Really?
I'm not sure, but she sued them for like basically discriminating against her for being a porn star.
Right.
I mean, which is kind of fucked up, but
at the time when I interviewed her, I totally did not know who the fuck she was.
Oh.
It was on the phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, Teen Mom, whatever. I think my co-host knew who she was, but we didn't really discuss it before the show. So I'm like, you know, only after the interview did I realize she's pretty famous.
Yeah, no, super. Yeah. Like, she's very well known, but she's not. She's like one of those people that's well known, but she's well known in like in a shitty image.
Yeah.
Like, no one looks at her and sees a good mom. No one looks at her and sees a good person. Like, which is crazy because that could just be the facade she's putting on for a paycheck, or that could really be her.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Because now that I've done reality TV, they could literally make you look any way they want to. And after you're getting so much money, you really stop caring.
Yeah.
But then when they take that money away from you, you got to live with the backlash of how that's they just painted true. You your whole life.
Right.
That sucks. So who that's knows if true. She's a good person or not, but we all know that she does porn. Like, I've even watched her porn.
Really?
It's very boring.
Really?
Yeah, you can go to Pornhub.com, type in her name.
Oh, okay.
She's like big on anal.
Really?
Yeah.
So she does like webcamming and stuff?
She does webcamming. She does like videos, like hour and a half long videos.
Wow.
Yeah, like the freaky stuff where she's like tied up on like a... like really? A swing.
Maybe I'll look it up real quick. Yeah. So that's Farrah, right?
Yeah.
And is it Abramson or Abram?
I think it's just Abram.
Abram, yeah. Here it comes up.
So anyways, okay, besides so that point.
Farrah Abram.
Yeah.
What? Porn?
Porn, yeah.
Okay, let's see what I get here.
Just don't get a virus on your computer.
No. Here, Pornhub. Backdoor porn video.
Yeah.
Teen Mom Farrah Abram porn videos.
Yep.
Let me see what that is. Hold on just a second here. Oh, there she is. Okay. Wow. Yeah, she's done some
things. Yeah, yeah. So she got fired for that. I type in and see if she won or not. I wonder if she won her lawsuit.
Oh.
But besides the point, there's a couple on there. Tyler, and I don't know his wife's name, but they've been on there since the very beginning, okay?
Uh-huh.
His wife has been in and out of rehab for mental illness. Basically, she's tried to kill herself a bunch of times. She's bipolar. She, like, has postpartum depression as well, so it's like she's all over the place. Right. So her husband tweeted that he tried to kill himself when he was 11, and he's also been battling mental illness. Now, on the show, he's always put together.
Yeah.
Like, he's always basically taking care of her because she's literally a basket case.
Yeah.
So I tweeted him. So Perez Hilton, who's like a blogger, tweeted, "Teen Moms Tyler shares devastating account of a suicide attempt. So glad you're still with us." So I retweeted. I said, "Sad that him and his wife are struggling with depression and bipolar disorder. But is that really a healthy environment for a child to grow up in? What are your thoughts, people?"
Yeah.
Because I said, it's one thing to have one parent who's mentally ill, but how is it healthy for a child to have two?
That's
and
true.
People were in a fucking uproar. Like an uproar. Like, I was Adeline. I'm like, I'm asking a question. I'm not stating my opinion. I'm asking, is that a healthy environment? So he ended up tweeting me back and he said, the guy who's also mentally ill, and he goes, "So everyone who has a mental health issue shouldn't be allowed to have children and experience the most beautiful thing this life can give you. It's the same thing as telling someone who has diabetes or any manageable condition that they shouldn't have kids. I highly disagree with that." And I said, "What a way to twist my words. Unless it's strictly for publicity and ratings, your wife is in and out of rehab. I had no idea you also struggled. That's two parents struggling with mental illness. I'm asking people if that's a safe and healthy environment when both parents struggle."
Yeah.
It's a question.
No, yeah.
Am I wrong for asking that question?
And it's a good question, too.
And I feel like nobody ever talks about it.
Right.
So people, like, when I tell you this past week, I've blocked at least 2,000 people on my...
Wow.
On my Instagram.
Wow.
At least 2,000 people.
There's so many fucking haters. You see, with me, I get two or three, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. No, at least I've probably hit the button at least 2,000 times this week. Yeah. It's like nonstop.
For you, it's a full-time fucking job.
Mm-hmm. It's like I almost need a personal assistant just to be like, block everybody.
I know. Like, your social media is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
All because I asked a question.
Yeah.
Like, it's a simple question. And I go, and look at me starting a conversation that nobody wants to have. So you're welcome.
Yeah. Because
nobody wants to talk about it.
Right.
It's not like dinner conversation when you come to the party and it's like, "Hey, so let's talk about this at dinner tonight."
Right. Why do people feel they have to troll and put bad comments or negative comments on your thing?
You know what?
And especially it's like you're on my fucking thread, you motherfucker.
Yeah, thank you. But the crazy part is that half the people I block and who are talking shit, zero pictures, zero followers, zero people following them. It's literally they made a fake page just to talk shit to me.
Right.
It's like you went out of your fucking way to create this page to get blocked.
Right.
To get blocks. Because especially if they write a paragraph, like if it's like a paragraph long, if I can read the first three sentences, there's one disrespectful ass thing in those first like four words, block. I'm not reading that whole paragraph. So you just wasted literally moments of your life on me.
Right. Well, maybe they think they look good to the other people.
Right.
People look for like-minded people, you know. So if they see somebody trolling you, they're going to start to, oh, well, look, let's have a field day.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Teen Mom settles the lawsuit with Viacom. She wanted $5 million, I guess, but they dismissed the case. I guess she settled with them. They're not saying how
much. Yeah, it was probably part of their agreement, contractual agreement, not to disclose what she settled for.
Right.
Hopefully she's smart with her money because she already got replaced. My homeboy is doing Teen Mom now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she got replaced. I mean, how do you fuck up so bad that you miss out on that paycheck? They're literally filming all year round.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're an idiot. You are such an idiot. Like, just don't do a webcam for one night. One night. 8 episodes, 8 weeks. Don't do a webcam for 8 weeks. You're making enough money off the show to put that aside for 8 weeks.
Right.
Unless it's like an addiction. Unless she's like addicted to sex and she has to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are so stupid, Sam.
Yeah, maybe she is addicted to sex and has to do it. I don't know. But I think they're addicted more to the attention that they get. Even more than the money. The money is not that great. I mean, for...
No, for a show like that.
Showing yourself...
Oh, for porn. For porn. No. I mean,
for porn.
Yeah, somebody, I think... I forget. Was it somebody that we had on here where they were saying the prices of it? Like, anal's only like $8.50.
Yeah, or something.
That's
like
crazy.
That,
you know? Can you imagine sticking a dick in your ass for $850?
Not only that, but for the world to see.
Yeah. For $850?
Forever.
That's not even 1 month's rent.
I know.
Plus utilities. That's
When you think about it, if the world has to see it, even $850,000.
Yeah.
It's not going to make it's you not. Do it.
No. That's why when that guy called and I was like, yo, people got to pay those millions. You want a sex tape with me? Get your millions up.
Right.
And he was like, no one would pay that much. Exactly why I don't have a fucking sex tape, you stupid ass motherfucker. He never came on the show. Oh my God, can you imagine? It would be like debate central in this bitch.
I know.
So crazy. I mean, I sometimes wonder, like, because I when I watch Pornhub or whatever and they're trying to do like these videos, because now they like don't even have like a storyline. They just like fuck in a living room now.
Yeah. It's called Gonzo or something.
Yeah. And I'm like, how much are you guys getting paid for this?
Yeah.
And then the people that let dudes come in them.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, there's nothing in the there's no penny in the world worth that bullshit. No.
What about when they take it in their mouth? I mean, is that like the
That's even more disgusting, because how many people has he fucked this week?
Not only that, but who is this guy that I'm taking his bodily fluids into my mouth?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, everybody enjoys porn until you really start thinking about it. Right. Like, there's literally been times where I'm like, all right, I'm gonna watch a porn, and then as I'm watching the porn, I start like dissecting their lives, thinking about like the psychology of it, and it's like my mood is just completely ruined.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I know. Well, porn today is not what it used to be, man.
No.
Just like everything else, you know.
Well, porn back in the day used to be like Skinamax with real fucking.
Yeah.
Now it's just like straight, like there's no intro, there's no climax, there's no end. There's just no story to it.
No, there's no story, but that's not my complaint so much, because I don't really want a story.
Oh, see, I have to have a story.
Just give me a few minutes of action, I'm good.
Oh no, I think it's different for girls. Like, I want a story. I almost wanted to believe like you guys are like almost in love with each other, and I can't just watch people fucking. It just doesn't do anything for me.
I mean, I want situations. Mm-mm. You know, like lying in bed in a hospital, and the chick is, and the nurse is walking up to you and doing things to you. You're not listening.
Yeah, because the guy just finally texted me back about him getting a bath. My dog.
Oh, okay.
You're like, what?
Yeah, who's getting a bath here? All right.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, you missed totally what I was saying.
Yeah, go ahead, repeat. I'm sorry.
Okay, what I'm saying is I'd rather have like a situation where, let's say, the guy's in the hospital, mm-hmm. the nurse walks up to him, starts
but
giving him a
still
hand
a
job.
But that's still a storyline.
No, yeah, I guess a situation.
There's a lot of porn that doesn't even have that. You start it, and it's like they're already fucking.
Right.
I'm like, what? We didn't even, how did we get here?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
did we get to this point?
Yeah, no, that's true, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Anything is kind of, even a situation.
And I can't stand like anyone who has a bush. Like, wax your fucking vagina.
Well, that's your taste, but, you know. I mean, look, I grew up being turned on by vaginas with pubic hair.
Oh, my God. Ew.
No, that's how I grew up. I mean, in the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Women aren't shaving their armpits now. It's like some type of
well,
weird.
Well, armpits is a whole different
what
thing.
If, what like, if you fought?
I find pubic hair to be very sexy.
Ew.
I do.
Like, even if it like curls and is long.
Well,
and
no, I mean, not really hairy. I mean, you know, but 99% of them are just normal, you know.
I can't even watch a porn, I mean, look, if she has pubic hair.
When you're clean and everything, there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. I think it's a turn on because a woman's body's almost totally hairless.
Yeah.
And then you get hair right there. It's a turn on.
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you.
I literally can't even
well,
watch a video.
Well, because you can't appreciate vagina.
No, yeah,
you're
that's
a woman,
true.
You know?
Yeah, that's very true.
So, you know, it's the same with me. You know, I mean, dicks are dicks for me. In a porn, all I want to see is it's a placeholder.
Right.
You know?
I mean, they focus mainly on the woman in porn anyway.
Right. You know, yeah. I mean, so the man is just a placeholder to have a dick there for her to
mm-hmm.
play with. But nobody cares about the guy.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So...
It's actually true. Like, no one really actually pays attention to the guy.
Yeah, so who cares, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the world revolves around the vagina, man. But if only they had a better word for it, though, right?
I don't like pussy. I feel like pussy's disrespectful.
No, but it's the most clinical word they could have come up with, you know?
It's a cat. That means a cat.
I mean, no, vagina.
Yeah, but pussy means cat.
I know. But what I'm saying is vagina is a terrible word.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, it is.
It makes me giggle. I'm like, vagina. So is penis. Penis is a funny word. They're both funny words.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that in Israel, some people's last name is penis.
Really?
And it doesn't mean this, obviously.
Yeah.
It's just a name. But when you come here and you go, hey, I'm Joe Penis, it's like, wow.
It's like, do you even get the job at that point?
Yeah.
When you go to your job interview, do you even get the job? When you introduce yourself, they're like, yeah, my name is Joe Penis. And they're like, excuse me, what is that, penis? Yeah. And they just think you're fucking around when it's really your last name. I would add like an accent to it. It's Penas or something.
Penas. All right. Well, we're totally out of time, folks. Thanks to our guest for showing up with an amazing fucking feat. And have a happy Thursday. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.